Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson visiting with Mike Kruger. Sorry to interrupt you, Mike, but I thought we better get on before the commercial runs out. So, talking about the warm weather. What's the deal? It's like, you know, I don't know if Mother Nature is trying to entice you to come back from Arizona or what. Is this saying we got to be close to you?
You're within 20 degrees. It's 70 here today. And you guys are 50, and next week you're probably even going to be warmer than that. Typical El Nino winter, not a typical El Nino winter, but a classical El Nino winter is what the weather experts say.
Oh, my goodness. Currently, we've got 48 in Fargo and 50 in Wahpeton, 59 in Bismarck, 59 in Hettinger. Langdon is even 34 degrees, Valley City 48. So, you know, actually, the other part of it is I think there's a golf course opening up. Maybe they'll look at
well,
you,
you know, years ago, I lived in Dickinson, ran a Cargill grain elevator, and back in the day, it was not unusual for farmers to start planting spring wheat in March, right? It was different. It was warmer and drier, especially out there, and I would bet that if this string of weather continues, you're going to start to see some people mess around planting spring wheat in some of those western areas soon.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. Again, next week, you kind of touched on the 50s, maybe even a 60. And I was visiting, who was I visiting with? I was just talking with some, the shark farmer. He farms down in Illinois, and he said they're probably about a week away from starting to do some stuff just because it's been so damn warm, you know?
It's pretty amazing. And, you know, part of what that will do if we start to plant corn early is it'll say, well, gee, that'll take a bunch of this corn crop out of the way of the what could be a really hot, you know, late July, August pollination period. So that'll be one more bearish factor before we're all done. Will be the early start to planting.
Well, I wish I could say we have a hot market right now. Yesterday I was not watching the market, and we had a good day. Today it was pretty much everything that we earned. In fact, more than that was given back, and we just can't seem to get any traction with the markets.
I think the funds who are near holding near record short positions in these markets came back after a long weekend and a little bit of a bind. It probably didn't take much. I don't think there's a whole lot of volume. And today, as you said, gave it all back. There just isn't any bullish news out there. I think the other thing, there's this crop tour now going on in Brazil. And I think some people are starting to elevate maybe their yields a little bit. I talked to a friend in northern Brazil who had been mega hot and dry almost to Christmas Eve. He told me they've had rain every day since December 23rd, sometimes twice a day, and their crop looks awesome. I mean, that may lead to other problems. They're applying fungicides like crazy, and there's some other things going on, but you can't talk about hot, dry weather and poor yields today in Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, or Uruguay.
What's to expect like the rest of this week? I there's no newsmakers. It's your job, or like I guess maybe not necessarily your job, but like market analysts, you gotta be beating your head against the wall. I mean, how do you?
Yeah, I think it's
anything.
Right. I just don't see much going on for a few more weeks, or maybe beyond that, unless, like we said a week ago, if we have something really goofy go on in the Ukraine and Russia, still possibility, right? But it hasn't happened yet. Although it seems like Ukraine has started to lose a little ground. So that could be a factor, of course, if Russia does start to drop more bombs on the river facilities or on the Black Sea big facility in Odessa. But barring that, I think people don't have anything bullish to talk about for a little bit. And, of course, the other worry now, people are saying, well, gee, we need to export a lot of corn, wheat, and soybeans the last half of these marketing years to meet the USDA objectives. And if we don't, that means bigger ending supplies. I'm not so worried about that yet, but that's the next chatter that we're starting to hear.
Richland IFC, we talked about the fact that they've been pretty much sold out on contracts for 2024 for food-grade soybeans, but they're still chatting with folks. Things might open up a little bit, but what are those guys up to these days?
Well, I think they're keeping track of their overseas customers to make sure they have a handle on demand. They've seen demand increase 15 to 20% a year. Richland IFC has been trying to increase acres for several years in a row, and they got it done this year, a combination of those $4 to $6 premiums over the futures markets. You know, that was letting producers who were willing to sign acreage contracts produce or price soybeans for next fall's delivery as high as $17, $18, $19 a bushel. My assumption is that they will be increasing acres again in 2025. And they are certainly still willing to talk to any producers interested in at least the agronomics, the differences between planting and harvesting food-grade beans, and to get their name on a list for 20, 25 acres.
Hmm. You got any trips coming up soon, or are you just able to stay close to home for a while?
Nope, I'm staying close to home. I'm going to go to Mexico in a few weeks to do some scuba diving. I've done that every March for, I think, 30 years now.
Oh, my gosh.
And maybe in May, something on the horizon. But beyond that, pretty peaceful in my life.
Yeah, there's no scuba diving in the Red River up here, so you better get it done down there. You never know what you're going to find in the river up here.
One of the best spots on Earth to scuba dive, and it's, you know, 3.5 hours from Minneapolis. It's an awesome place.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Commodity Classic. You don't make the trip over for that, or haven't for a little while? Or?
I've not been there. Nope, I've not been there for many years. I went, probably 15, 20 years ago, several years in a row, but I just haven't gotten back.
Okay, understandable. All right, for Richland IFC and Jake, how do folks get a hold of them?
218-643-1797. Too late to contract acres for 24. Not too late to get your name on the list and ask questions about 2025.
Very good. So with all this extra time on your hands, are you improving your golf score? Has that gotten better?
Well, I can't play much, right? I had rotator cuff
surgery, right.
So I'm just in the last couple of weeks, I'm doing a little bit of putting, a little bit of chipping, but I'm still, I think, 6 or 8 weeks away from really swinging a golf club. And I wasn't any good before, so it's probably not bad to have a year layoff, right, to develop a new swing.
I was going to say, this might be the time for me to get you out of the course and have a chance to bet you.
All right. Anytime's a good chance to bet me.
All right, sounds good. Mike Krueger, thank you so much, sir, for popping on, and we'll catch up with you possibly next week. We'll let you know how things are going from Commodity Classic.
All right, yeah. Sounds good, Eric.
Thank you. All right, coming up to the bottom of the hour, speaking of Commodity Classic, we're going to check in with our friend Marion Calmer. Calmer Cornheads, they are our main sponsor for our coverage next week. Next Monday is a travel day for me and Jamie. Tuesday will be at the meetings for corn, soybeans, and wheat. And then Commodity Classic gets underway Wednesday, Thursday.